you. With Dave, in that conversation we had, he initially didn't know if he wanted to go. I don't have the time. I don't have the resources. And now when he came back, he says, why wouldn't I ever want to go again? I want to do that every time I'm called upon it. And the reason we did that this morning is to say, to love our neighbor is to take a risk. It just doesn't naturally come from the heart. It just doesn't pop into our heads. It's God calling us to do that, to expand our hearts and to be thinking about how we can help and to put ourselves in tough circumstances that need us to pay attention to it. I just wanted to give a little story before we close and head out. I had a conversation about 2 years ago with a kind of pastor, mentor friend of mine, Mark Labberton. He's a pastor over in Berkeley, and having a conversation about pastor's leadership and about spiritual growth as a pastor. And he said that every year he grabs a stack of books from a particular country in the world, and he reads them. He reads all he can about it to figure out what's going on in that country, whether it's a dictatorship in control, whether or not there's a ravage of illnesses there, whether or not there's a crisis of food. And he wants his heart to be expanded to listen to the needs of the world just beyond, much farther than the needs of Berkeley. And he also travels once a year to some place in the third world to see what the church is doing in the midst of that. And he says, I do that because I won't be a very good pastor to my people in Berkeley if I don't understand the heart of God in ministering to the whole world. There's a time in my life when he caught me, talk about that tough love thing. It was a challenge to me as well because after 4 years, I felt like myself had been getting kind of comfortable. I was feeling we were doing well as a church, unless, you know, you're a complete jerk. People will love you, and you will love them, and that love can be mutual even at times when you disagree with people theologically. We felt it was good, it was safe, it was comfortable, and I thought, this could get to a point where I just start coasting, and I can't do that. And so after that conversation, in desperation, I made a phone call to Bob Paul at LifeWin International. I said, Bob, you've got to get me out of here. What I meant by that is that you've got to get me out of the States. I said, I don't care where you're going. We'll book a plane ticket. Just take me somewhere so I can see what the church is doing, what pastors are doing, how they're helping people in need. And it worked out that Guatemala was next on the list. And it was during that trip that we'd be able to determine whether or not our church could participate in something like that. Dave talked about the non-qualifications of 9 people. We had 7, and they were diverse, most notably a pastor with the least experience of them all. What do you do? It created the opportunity for me to begin thinking about the needs of others throughout the world. And the point that Mark gave to me is the point that I took as well. If I can't love someone in Guatemala, then my love for the people of this church and for the people of these surrounding communities will be cheap. It won't be real. It won't be the love that God has called us to do, to make sacrifices, to take risks, to be challenged to love our neighbor as ourself. And there's opportunities for us as well. My challenge to you today is to examine in your heart your love for others and to ask yourself the question, in a tight spot, if I was called on it, would I go? If someone in our community was going through a tragedy, would I be there with food to help or a hammer to put something back up? If the earthquake hit, as Dave said, would we get a bus and would we go help out there? If there's some need that is present, would we put ourselves in that? We talked a few years ago about walk across a room. To force ourselves to step outside of this circle of comfort and walk into the zone of the unknown and to meet and to greet and befriend someone you don't know, that you don't trust, but you need to know who they are. Will you walk across a room? Not just the faith center, but would you walk across the room in your work environment? Would you walk across the cubicle and talk to someone you don't know? Because relationships are the place where the heart of God begins to show itself, and the opportunities will come for you to be able to give a reason for the faith that you have. And I want to lastly have an Escalon Presbyterian Church mission challenge in this. We've had a number of people come to me recently and says, I want to help people who are in need. Our deacons want some ideas of helping people or those who are in need. There's community stuff going on in the Ministerial Association. How can we help people who are in need? We need ideas. If you know of an idea, that's where it starts. We want to hear about it, and we want to be able to help. And then to challenge you to jump in and help as well. How does a bus from a church in California make it to Katrina? Starts with an idea, then some paperwork, then some phone calls, then some fundraising, and then it becomes a reality. How does a mission trip to Guatemala from a very small church in California happen? Comes with an idea and a challenge. And we raised more money and brought more medicines and gave to Lifeline for the construction of that church than they expected. Starts with the idea, but it is centered on, and it should be centered on, our love for God and our love for our neighbors. Let's pray and think about this.